Hi. How are you today? Welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host. And as always, I'm excited to have you. I trust that you have been good. Today, we're going to quickly have a conversation about mid-year review. Yes, it's the middle of the year. Can you believe that? Can you just believe it already 6 months into the new year? How time flies, right? So it's time to do a mid-year review. And a mid-year review is a check-in, a time to check in on yourself, to check in on your goals, to check in on your aspirations, to ensure that you are still walking in line towards the direction that you set out to. At the beginning of the year, I want to believe that you set goals, and I'm quite big on goals if you've been listening to me. So I believe that you set goals of the things you want to achieve this year. And goals are just like destination. So you set out on a journey at the beginning of the year. A mid-year review is a time that you just pull over to check that you are still on the right path towards your goal. I recently remembered something from my high school physics, which is Newton's law of motion. I don't know if it's the first or the second law, but it states that an object will continue moving at a constant speed, except it is acted upon by an external force. And what this means to me as a coach is that your life will continue to go in the direction that it is going, or you will continue to get the results that you are getting, except you do something different. The only way you can know what exactly to do is by examining what you're currently doing and analyzing it to ensure or to confirm whether it is the right thing or not. So a mid-year review is basically that time that you check in with yourself to make sure that you are on the right path to your goals. Now, how do you carry out a mid-year review? It's very simple. The first thing in carrying out the mid-year review is to celebrate your wins. I believe that, mid-year reviews are simply conversations that we have with ourselves to encourage our journey. So it's not a time to beat down on yourself or to cast yourself down. It's a time to sit down and check, in with yourself. And so start by celebrating your wins. Identify all the accomplishments that you have for the year so far, all the things that you have accomplished, all the goals and targets that you have met, all the new people that you have met, because it's more than money. It's also about the lessons that you have learned. It's also about the relationships that you have forged. It's about the bad habits that you have overcome, the new habits that you have formed. It's about the lessons that you have learned, the insights that you have gained. All those things make up your wins for the year so far. So it's important to start by celebrating them, identify them, and celebrating them. The next thing is to do what is called a goal review, evaluating your goal versus your reality. And what this entails is that you begin to look at all the goals that you have set in the different areas of your life, and you begin to evaluate the reality of what is happening. So say, for example, you have set a financial goal. A financial goal, let's say, to make $1,000 a month. And now it's the 6th month of the year. How much have you made in all? And then you begin to evaluate, this is my goal versus this is my reality. And in doing that evaluation, you then have to answer the question, why the gap? So whether the gap is over, meaning you surpassed your goal, or whether the gap is under, meaning you do not achieve your goal, you need to answer truthfully, very important. And objectively, the question, why the gap? So why the gap? And you have to be truthful with yourself. Is it because you set the bar too high, or you set it too low? Is it because you were afraid? Is it because you were lazy? Is it because you were not committed enough? Is it because you were not motivated? You have to answer the question, why? Why the gap? So you do a goal versus reality review, and then you analyze the gap. Why do I have this gap? And from that analysis, from identifying why you have the gap, the next step is then to say, how do I bridge the gap? And this is what will lead you to setting, new goals and new priorities for the next 6 months. You then begin to ask yourself, what can I do differently? How do I overcome this reason why I have a gap? So say, for example, the reason you have a particular gap is lack of knowledge. The next question you're asking yourself is, how do I bridge this knowledge gap? If the reason you have a gap is maybe poor planning, how do I you then begin to answer the question, how do I improve my planning? So the purpose of the review is for you to be able to identify the actions and the steps that you need to take That is the outcome you want out of this review. So whether you are reviewing your business, which you should, your finances, your relationship, your health, your spirituality, you know, whatever it is that is important to you, that is a goal that you set at the beginning of the year, it's time to sit down and review it. And when you are reviewing it, it's not just to say, I've done my media review. It's not to tick a box. It's about identifying what you need to do next. So after you have done your goal versus reality analysis, after you have identified the gap and the reasons for the gap, you then begin to set new goals and new priorities, identifying new actions that you need to take. Maybe circumstances have changed from when you set your goal. Maybe you yourself have changed. Maybe there are things you need to learn. You then begin to identify what do you need to do in addition to the action plans that you have already set before so that you can achieve your goal at the end of the year. Remember, the purpose of all this is to ensure that you are still on the journey. The journey is still relevant. You are moving at the right speed. You are going in the right direction so that at the end of the year, you will get to the point that you desire. So I urge you, take out some time during this week to pray, to fast, to get a pen, to sit down, and to do a media review for yourself, to check in on yourself to make sure that you are still going in the right direction and in the direction of your dreams. And that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you have found it useful. I hope you are going to do a media review. And I wish you a beautiful, beautiful second half of the year. Till I come your way next time, take care of yourself. God bless you. And bye. Bye.